Nicknamed this land, that's all. Uh-huh. When they're kind of bad luck, that's going to be too bad, I think. Because, you know, in for the time, with them days long ago, they used to want to hunt bear all the time. Uh-huh. That's why they named their boys that way. Yeah.
So a name would have a kind of a significance, because if you had a good name that meant you could be lucky in hunting, then that would make a difference in your life. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't just have any old name.
No.
They'd be real careful.
Yeah, just that name, that's all.
So could a person misuse their name? Like, could someone, if someone else knew what their name was, maybe cause them trouble or something?
No. You know, all some of this word, people are holding this name from way back, you know. Like their grandpa, he has had that name before, and so they name this kid after him again. And so this name is just coming along, it's like this, you know. That's just the way most of them got their name long ago.
So like, for instance, if your grandfather or great-grandfather, say great-grandfather, lived to be 100 years old, uh-huh, they might give you that name so that you could be 100 years old too?
Yeah, that's just the way some of them is that way too. Uh-huh. Yeah, that way too. And two ways. One is lucky, and so you can live that long your grandpa lived. Uh-huh. Yeah, that way. There's two ways.
Is there what would happen if people knew somebody else's native name? Like, for instance, I'm sure that Joe Williams must have a native name. Mm-hmm. You know, does he care if other people know what that is?
Yeah, I guess so.
Would it make any difference to him?
No.
Someone else knew what his name was?
It doesn't make no difference as long as they got the name, I guess. You know. The main part, what I'm talking about, is for that lucky, uh-huh, and then to live a long time. Uh-huh. That's just the way they used to have their name. Lots of them, I just forget their name because nobody mentioned it to us, you know. So long, and we just forget about how their name used to be. Like Joe William, that's all, but he's pretty sick right now, I guess. He don't feel very good. He used to know a lot of people. Too bad he's pretty sick right now. Don't feel good right now. You would visit him, and he would tell you a lot of story about way back yet, and you know. Yeah.
You know, getting back to what you were saying about how that guy went up and talked to Alexander, you know, because he was thinking bad things about the moose.
Yeah.
Or like when a person is out hunting rabbits, and they got to go, and they got to, you know, there's some things they have to be careful they don't say.
Uh-huh.
Do you know of any time that, or is there any time when something like that happened to you? That maybe you said the right thing and everything worked out real good?
Yeah, sometimes it's that way for us, you know. But sometimes, like, they used to tell us not to make too so much fun of anything, especially when you go and hunt, you know. Like, I always put rabbits in there, you know. If I'm going to hunt rabbits, I gotta watch my word, you know, before I take off. I wouldn't even say that I'll try to kill rabbits today, or something like that. Because if I say that, you know, I wouldn't even see anything. That's just the way it is to us. That's why they tell us not to make fun of anything when you go and hunt. Anytime, you know. Because that's true. I don't know how. What our miracle story, maybe. We always be that way, you know. So what I would say is I'm just going to hunt around, you know, that's all.
you mentioned something about your grandma trapping.
Mm-hmm.
And before, you, one of your stories when we talked to you before was about women weren't supposed to shoot fox.
Wolf.
Wolf. They
yeah.
Wolf, mm-hmm. Wolverine too?
A wolverine too, I guess.
Yeah. But could they trap and hunt anything else?
Yeah, they can trap wolverine, I'm pretty sure, though, but I don't think about wolf, really. Because women ain't supposed to shoot at them days, you know, long ago. A native way. White woman could kill it, I think, but native ways, they're not supposed to. And bear is same thing, you know. They're not, even those long ago, they don't want their girls to see bear. You heard that story? Uh-huh. That's the main thing. And they don't want women to shoot bear too. That's just the way it is.
They don't want their girls to see a bear.
Yeah. For some reason, you know, those bear is hard to see, I think. Really hard, you know. If you wouldn't see it, you wouldn't see it. That's why they were so scared to let their girls not to see it. Even right now, when we travel, you know, when we see bear, we tell our girl not to see it. Because that's our story. We got to hang on to it. And she learned that. Every time we say something, she just cover her face.
What would happen if she didn't do that, if she saw that bear?
Well, I don't really know, but I don't know why they don't want girls to see it. For some reason. Because very few people are killing those animals, you know, see those animals. Very few of them. When you're kind of bad luck, you wouldn't see it, you see. That's why I think they don't want girls to see it. And when they have party on the bear party, you know, they always have to, all boys go, you know, no women's. Yeah. All boys have to go to bear party. Yeah.
What would you do if you were going along your trail and you were trapping and you found a wolverine in your trap, live one?
I would shoot him. Shoot him, and then people always, native like me, you know, always have a little piece of moose fat, you know. So what we do is just rub it on the noose, you know. Make a little fire, wrap it on the noose and burn that thing.
On the wolverine's
nose? Yeah, wolverine. And wolf the same way, they said, you gotta treat him nice, you know.
That's what, like to, you rub that on his nose so he can smell it?
Yeah, just like you feed him, you do it the way, uh-huh. Just like you feed him, I think. And the wolf the same way, you gotta treat him nice. They do that to wolf too. Just those two animals, I think.
So when you go out on your trail, you always carry the moose fat?
All the time. Even though I don't get nothing, you know, I always leave it on my handbag. Yeah.
Well, that's nice to have something to give away, you know?
You really? Yeah. Gotta treat them nice, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems like when people are going out make their living off the land, they have to be real lucky. And so they have to be careful. They give a lot of respect to the land.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
And respect to the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And respect to the old people that used to live there.
Yeah.
So what happens if you find some place maybe that a lot of times I know that when somebody died they used to bury him. And but they didn't bury him very deep, or they bury him right on top of the ground. What happens if you come past a place like that?
I don't really know, but like right now, is any place we travel is, especially on the river, you know, like two of us is, we never camp someplace where we don't see no sign of cutting tree or something like that, you know. We always have to look for some places where people camp long ago, you know. That kind of place we camp. Because long ago, you know, they used to have, they bury each other, any place in the country, you know. Because they live any place. Because they don't live like this right here in one place. They used to, like some people used to live over that way year round, where they can have fish trap and creek, you know, and eat that fish. So when they got sick or die, you know, they just buried them in a place. That's why we just have to watch all the time. Us, like her and me, is worse. But a lot of people camp that kind of place, but they say they don't sleep, you know, at night. They just can't go to sleep when they go to that kind, you know, graveyard, make fire in that kind of place. What they do is they can't sleep, and they know that it's not very good ground.
Do they ever hear anything?
Sometimes they do, you know, sometimes.
Do you have a hard time staying awake sometimes?
Yes, a lot of times it's, you know, that thing is kind of quitting too, a little bit, you know. Long ago when we used to stay in camp, you know, we always hear shoot in that direction. And if we go around there, we wouldn't see nobody in there or over that way. That's just the way it used to be. Maybe right now the same way, but we didn't go to all those lakes where we used to hunt rats, you know. But that's just the way it used to be. We used to hear shoot, and that's just for nothing, you know. Yeah.
Last March, you were here talking, you're telling me something about if you were to be going along a trail and you might find some bones or something like that along the trail, what would you do then?
Well, on our story is what we would do in native ways, what we would do is we got all kinds of little food, you know. And we can throw that in fire. And we can say, we give ourselves respect, you know. I'm just traveling around here to try to make my living or something like that. Who would say, you know? We wouldn't bother nothing. It wouldn't bother you or something, you know. We're just making our living around here. That's what we would say, you know. And through that foot and fire, if we see some kind of bone, you know, that's what we would do. That's our old ways. That's one thing. We wouldn't quit that kind of ways, you know. Because they tell us to keep up with that way, you know. But a lot of people don't know about it, though, I know. Especially those young kids, you know.
Did that ever happen to you? Did you ever find some bones along the trail?
No. That didn't bother me, but sometimes when we're going to camp someplace near the graveyard or something like that, well, there's 2 foot in fire, you know. That's our ways. That's our ways. Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, you know, to be respectful.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's our ways is like that, from way back. You know. Every time we threw something in fire, and just like we're feeding this person or something like that. Yeah.
So, they appreciate that too.
Must be. I don't know how this started, but you know, those American people from way back must be, they know it, and they started that way, you know. I don't know how it come up. Must be by them, you know. Yeah.
Something else I was wondering about too is tools, you know? A person has to be real respectful of the land because that's where they make their living, but also got to be real respectful of your tools because that's another way you make a living. And I was wondering if, you know, if there's any way that any special sorts of things you do about your tools, especially the tools that you make, you know, like if you have to make a knife or if you have to make some kind of a chisel or something like that, if there is any way that you store those or anything, it's a special way to keep them so you give them more respect.
Anyway.
Is there anything that you do to
iron on?
Yeah, do you mean to be careful with your tools?
Oh, yeah. Every time we work like that, you know, we put our tools away. Uh-huh. We try to put it on safe places. Uh-huh. That's just the way it is.
You're working with birch, mm-hmm. making snowshoes and stuff like that, and you get all those shavings.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you do with them?
You know, our story is birch is just like something like food, they say, and I believe it too, because we can't find it sometime, you know. I don't know, for some reason, is you just can't walk up to this birch. So what we did is, every time I work on snowshoes, just only snowshoes though, but no, sleigh is different. But when I work on snowshoes, I don't like to leave those shavings on trail. I don't like it because a lot of people, long ago when I started on snowshoes, they tell me not to leave those chips on trail. Some days you just can't find it or it's going to be too hard too, they say. And I believe it, so at least every time I work on snowshoes, it has to be off the trail. And that's the same way with meat, you know, that's our story. Any kind of meat, like moose meat, caribou meat, all kinds of meat, what we're going to eat. They don't leave that meat on the trail, you know. They just have to leave it kind of off the trail. That's their way. Yeah, and birds the same thing. Because if we can't find it, I do that a lot of times, you know. When I can't find this, I just can't find it. But when we're lucky, this luck is, I could just spot it from the river, you know, right now, easy. I know where this good tree birch is by the look from way out there, you know. But if I'm bad luck, you know, if I don't treat them right, mm-hmm. I wouldn't find it that way, you see. That's why they won't leave it off the trail all the time.
Does it happen a lot that if somebody keeps giving respect and keeps treating things good, like birch mm-hmm. or animals, their luck gets better and better
well,
when they get older?
Mm-hmm. They're lucky all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's another thing is, Once in a while you get bad luck too. Mm. That's a hard way to make a living. Once in a while you can kill moose. When you don't treat it right. That's why they tell us to treat animals good. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of times it's her and me, we really work hard to get our moose sometime. We travel long ways. That's why they tell us. We'll always be that way, you know.
Where do you have to go
usually? Usually it's back in Canoody. Ah. All the time. And sometimes up this way. South Fork. And that's why they want people to take care of their meat good, you know. Not to leave it on trail or something. Especially those blood, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, that kind. From old ways to keep it that way because it might disappear, you know, they were thinking of this animal, you know. That's why they want to treat him right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because every animal always disappears, it's like a beaver, you know. Some year you don't see no beaver. Muskrat is the same thing. Rabbits the same way. And all this animal might get that way.
Well, what happens when there aren't very many rabbits around, is that like when somebody is doing something.
Oh yeah, that's one thing. If they, when they let rabbits go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's when it just disappeared too sometime.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not supposed to let the rabbits go. That's the worst animal, I think. After you hold it.
You mean after you catch it?
Yeah.
Snare or
something? If you grab it and it run away out of your hand, you know. And that's no good for them. It'll disappear it, you know. Mm. That's just the way to. So when you grab it, you gotta hang on to it and kill it some way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I know rabbits is that way, but I don't know about beaver though.
So that means somebody let go of a rabbit, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times I remember that they're complaining about somebody that when there's no rabbits, you know, and then they say, oh yeah, that person let the rabbits go, that's why there's no rabbits around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet that person feels real bad, huh?
Must be.
If they know it.
If they know it, they would feel bad.
If they don't know it, it will be just
But it used to be a lot of, that's what I raised up with, mostly is rabbits, you know. Because there was lots of rabbits, you know. Not much moose, but rabbits was. But right now, they're just coming down all the time. It's like, you know, rabbits. I don't know where they go.
Hmm. When was the last time there were a lot of rabbits?
64?
64 across over
100. Yeah, right across here someplace. Not too far down. We'll see it tomorrow. Right around the bend.
And I think rabbits can break through the skin.
Yeah. And we still got it down there yet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You line it up, though.
I line it up.
And I reach up. I'm going to tell a story about it. I reach up with that kind of blanket, you know. It looked good. And I know it got, yeah, soft and just wool, you know. And then I know we always speak cold and first on that kind of skin. And she don't know it. She make that blanket and, oh boy, I'll be warm now. She used that blanket, you know. She just want to try it out right by me. I had that big blanket. I never say nothing. Around midnight, I guess. Here he was started crawl under my blanket. I tell her, I woke up right away and I tell her, what happened? Boy, I'm getting cold on that blanket. Yeah, that's just the way it is, you know. Starting out, the fur is just so smooth out, you know. And air just going right through. But after a while, it just gets curly, just like, you know, and get warm that way. Yeah, we used to have rabbits.
You got to have an older one, and older is better.
Yeah, when you keep it older, longer than it looks. Warmer, you know.
So you need to sit on it for a while.
Yeah, something like that. We used to have porky with that kind too.
I don't throw it away because my first rabbit's going to.
And we still got it. We got it down the camp right now.
There's some apple juice in here.
Yeah, that's.
Oh.